This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, July 9th. Well, despite expectations, the cash cattle market is sluggish to start the week. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The weaker values has caused some concern that there's a weakening of underlying support, especially throughout the summer. Now we're going to be looking for beef demand to be more of the focus, and if we can get a little bit more of that, maybe that might hold the market off from really slipping much further. Fears were a little bit lower as well. Volatile grain prices are really causing some uncertainty. Now, for a while there, as the grains were coming down, the feeders were really starting to rally and start to build up a little bit of momentum. But as that rally has slowed down, as the grains have kind of been put in check right now. So with that bounce, if the grains start to bounce back, we can see that the feeders will maybe slow down a little bit as well.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 2.5 at 514 and 3/4. July corn was up 4.5 at 438 and 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 613. Hardbread winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were down 4.5, ranging from 555 and 3/4 to 575 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were down 0.75, ranging from 607.5 to 617.5. Live cattle for August was down 85 cents at 106.17.5. August feeder cattle were up 7.5 cents to 138.67.5. In July, Class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 1736.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.